Community Day in Leipzig, your country now, 100.5 WKXA, Rex Howard, WTOL 11. Weather is calling it sunny today, 83. Your kickoff temperature tonight, 78. Leipzig takes on Spencerville tonight, and I'm told, I think it was the mayor. Did he guarantee a win? I'm not sure, but so but we're getting heckled here. Yeah, it was fine until you showed up here, Marcia. Marcia Dressback. Board president here at the Leipzig Community Center. They're yelling at you or me. I'm not sure.
I think it was me.
Very good. So board president here at the Leipzig Community Center. How many years now?
This is my first year of being the board president, but I've been on the board since before we broke ground.
Wow. So you've seen it all pretty much.
Yes. It's been very fun and rewarding to be involved in the planning stages and then see it come to be reality.
Right. Two floors here in an open free membership. You just have to sign up, open to anyone here, Putnam County, Hancock, Allen, all surrounding counties.
Yes, we have members from all the surrounding counties. And like you said, it's a free membership. You just have to come in and give your information so that we just have a contact for an emergency. And then we can track the number of people that we have coming into our doors.
You have a lot of community support here, and some folks can help out tomorrow and support the center with the pancake breakfast, which you're in charge of.
Yes, we're going to be having pancake and sausage breakfast tomorrow from 8 to 11 here at the community center to kick off our fall fest. And it's a free will donation, and all the proceeds will be going into the community center activities and programs in the future.
Very good. And another thing you have coming up is your 24th annual now. Is it the soup and supper, or soup and sandwich supper?
Yes.
Talk about that.
24 years ago, there was a young man that had been in a car accident and was in need of a ramp for his home. And so actually my mother and the Leipzig United Methodist Church decided to have a soup and sandwich supper for him. And we made a few $100s, and we thought, well, let's keep this going. And 24 years later, I'm now in charge of this event. And this year, it's actually a true community event. We have a community committee, and all the food and everything is donated. So all the money that's donated the night of the supper, which is October 21st, all that money is donated to the two individuals that will be the recipients of the supper. And those two people are Marilyn Berger and Pam Spangler. So it's on a Friday, October 21st. It's always our last home football game. We have all homemade soups and sandwiches and pies, and we also have raffle items that are available. And then all that money is given to those individuals that are having some medical costs.
Very good. Be a busy night here. With fifth quarter, too.
Yes, yes. Last week, I think they had 90 kids here for the fifth quarter. So hopefully there's going to be a great turnout tonight as well.
Yeah, that is, home game tonight with that. Marcia, what do you like? You said you went to school with Darren. I was here from elementary principal. You from Leipzig as well, went to college somewhere else but came back. What do you like? Why did you come back?
I believe that Leipzig is the true definition of community. If somebody asks me what does community mean, my answer is walk into Leipzig, walk into the community center, walk into town if there's a benefit going on for one of our own or someone that's not from here. We all rally together and we take care of each other, and I think that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I would agree. We've enjoyed our stay here. You made it a great. You were the last one on. I said you had to make it good. So yeah.
No pressure.
No pressure at all. I mean, even though you got heckled by somebody that went by here. Marcia, address back. Anything we missed about the Leipzig Community Center you want to let everybody know?
I just would encourage anyone who's not been here to check out the website. Stop in. We're open every day other than Sunday. You'll be met by the staff, and if you want a tour, we'll give you a tour. One thing that's really unique is that we do have a museum. in here with Lipstick History that changes a few times a year. It's really interesting to go in, and whether you're from Lipstick or not, if you like history, it's a good place to go.
Yeah, I learned some things from Jim Russell.
Oh, he's a wealth of, he's got all kinds of knowledge.
Yes, very good. Community Day in Lipstick. We're not done yet. Jay will be over at the Union Bank a little bit later on. And Marsha Dressbeck, board president here at the Lipstick Community Center, thanks for having us out here this morning and being part of it.
Thanks for coming to town.